Okay, let's get started with Gittin Davav. Gittin Davav, we are on Hey Mabez, and we continue the sugyas of Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Gittin Davav is known for what comes up on Amid Bez, one of the two places in Shas where it says, Elu ve'elu, Divri Elokim Chayim, Be'ed Hashem, we'll get to there, Be'ed Hashem, in a little while. Okay, so now first we are still on Hey Mabez. We are a couple of lines up from the bottom, third to last skinny line, Bar Hedya. Bar Hedya, boy, lasu yegita. Bar Hedya wanted to bring a get. Asalakamit Rabbi Achi, Davi Mamuna Agiti. So he went to Rabbi Achi. He wanted to be a Deshliach. So he went to Rabbi Achi, who was appointed on Gittin, and he asked him, Amarlei, he wanted to know what to do, and he was going to get instructions from him. So even before we see what the instructions are, what does this mean that he was appointed? He was the Mumuna Agiti. So Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin and Davav, which says, Kol she'eni yodea betiv Gittin v'kiddushin lo yehei esek imahen. Rashi says, if you don't, based on the Gemara, if you don't know, if you're not an expert in Gittin and Kiddushin, you should not be involved in them. And therefore, v'havi mamanu gavra rabba lo oruye hechinevid. And therefore, they used to appoint different people. They used to appoint an expert in order to know what to do. People who were Beki and Begit and Bekidushin, right? And this is an important Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this, and the Mefarshim discusses this. If you look first in the Ramah, actually, it's Ramah and Choshe Mishpat, right? We have Eben Ezer too, but if you look in the Ramah and Choshe Mishpat, the Ramah says in Hilchas Kvod Rabo B'Tamar Chacham, Simin Reishman Bay Sifyu Dalad. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Chacham Shehigia Lahora Ve'eno Mora Hareza Monea Torah. If somebody should be paskening and they don't, they're preventing Torah from being spread. V'nosein Mechsholos Lifnei Rabim. Va'alav Nomar Va'atsumim Kol Harugeha. We had that Gemara earlier in Maseches Sota. But then the Ramah says, Inyan HaSmichos, what we call Smicha today, Inyan HaSmichos Shenagu Bizman Hazeh Kedei Sheyedu Kol Ha'am Shehigia Lahora. That everybody realizes who has the ability to paskin and who they can go ask shilas to. Umashemore hu birshus rabo hasomcho. And you have rishus. And then he quotes, V'yesh omrim demisheeno musmach l'morenu v'nosin gittin v'chalitzos ein b'maisav klum. If somebody is not musmach, he's not called rav, he doesn't have smicha, even what we call smicha, which is not the real smicha, but if he doesn't have smicha and he goes and he gives a get and he doesn't do what he's doesn't follow procedure, meaning based on only if he has the smicha, so then Eben Mais of Klum, his gittin and kiddushin are invalid. His gin and chalitzas. V'yesh lachush l'gittin v'chalitzas shenasan im lo sheyadua lakol, unless everybody knows shemumcha l'rabim hu. Rak shemitzara nava v'shiflos inam avakish gdolos. Let's say somebody doesn't want to get smicha because they're a big anav, but everybody knows they're experts. So then obviously you don't have to. V'yesh chokim u'mikilin and some are mekel anyway u'bamakim igun yesh lahakel im kfar nasan gittin v'chalitzos. Avalo b'derach acher kiminagash yisro Torah, Kenir Ali, the Ramah says that Gittin Chalitzas should only be done by experts who are musmach to be able to do that. So that's in general, that's Gittin and that's Chalitzas. If you look in Evena Ezer, that line from the Gemara Kiddushin, referring to the special power and authority that were given to individuals, is quoted also. The Shulchan Aruch says in Evena Ezer now, Simen Memtes, Kol mi she'eino baki b'tiv gittin v'kiddushin, lo yehelo esek imayin, if somebody's not an expert, lo haros lahem, this person should have paskin within them, shebikal, yachol litos v'yatir as ha'erva. This isn't just a piece of treif, you know, you make a wrong psak in Hilchas Kashrus. This is serious, everything's serious, this is even more serious. Mimata the erva, v'gorim laharbos mamzerim b'Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch, one has to be very careful. The question is, the language of the Gemara and of the Shulchan Aruch is Gittin v'kiddushin. You shouldn't be involved, but then the Shulchan Aruch adds in terms of psak. Says the Taz right there on the Shulchan Aruch, do you really give psakim if you're a Masader Kiddushin? You're not really giving a psak. A Masader Haget, he's giving a psak. He's doing exactly what he's instructing, and he's telling the sofer, and he's telling the person what to do, and he's very involved. Kiddushin, it's not that as complicated. Says the Taz, the real issue is the Gitta, not the Kiddushin. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch, and connected to our Rashi, relates it to Psakim. He says, Lafia MS ain't okay. Diminasinas Kiddushin ain't shamar be pratim, but also Sidur. Vein mitsuyin shinuyim, shesham, shayach vem ora, avo besidur gittin harbe mod pratim, vizel vadi bechlal hora, vein litain, lisadur gittin elamum chalarabim. And then he quotes, Vechena minog benenu. It's our minog, says the Taz, hundreds of years ago. Shemachabdin besidur kiddushin afilu ain't olamdin gado. Somebody could be Masada Kedushin, even if he's not the greatest Lamdin. Somebody who could be, knows how to do the brachas and knows how to, you know, get everything done. Mash'ekid beget, but nobody. You don't get a young, newcomer into the field of gitta to do a get. A get, you need an expert, Baal Mesorah. Mash'ekid kiddushin, that's the Taz already, makes that chilek. Okay, so now back to the story. So Bar Hedya wants to bring a get, so he comes to Rav Achi, who is the one who was appointed on Gittin. Omar le, tsarechat alamot al kol of sva'os. He tells him, you gotta see the whole thing. You got to see the whole thing written, every single letter. That was what the expert said. And also Lekabe Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, that he goes to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who were also experts. Ami Leilotri, because you don't need to. You don't have to see every letter. V'chitema Evid L'chumra. And if you want to say, well, I'll be Machmir. I'll check out, I'll be there for every letter, and I'll make sure that I testify about that. No. Nimsata motzi laz al gittin arishonim. But then you'll end up being motzi laz on all the earlier gittin who didn't. They didn't witness every single letter. And so you're gonna go, you're gonna try to be machmir, but then people are gonna think that's the ikar hadin. And then the earlier gittin, which didn't have that, they will think they're pasul, and they'll be motzi laz on all the people who are involved in that. The Mordechai says right here on the Gemara, Motzi Laz, this must be a chash, not just peer, to see every letter. He says that there are those that want to have a chumra in a get to write tagin on all the letters, the shatnez gats, the letters in the Torah that get the special crowns on them. So there were those that wanted to do that. Says the Mordechai, no, we don't do that because shlo lahosi laz al kitten arishonim. We don't want to be motzi laz. We don't want people to think that that's really needed when it's not, and they'll passel it otherwise. And therefore, one shouldn't do that. The question is, when do you say this principle? When do you not say this principle? Sometimes we do have extra kabbalas of chumra. If you look in the Trumas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen is almost every one of his psakim are quoted somewhere on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. We've quoted him often. There is a question in the scholars whether he wrote his own shilas and he answered them, or he was actually asked the shilas. Either way, it doesn't make a difference to us. But in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, he asks, "Hata Kamar Talmuda." It says in the first parak in Gittin, "Motzi Laz Im Kain Tikshi Heichi Nagu Achronim Kama Chumras Begittin Shelo Nagu Ben Arishonim." Right, there were many chumras that we have that the earlier generations didn't have. V'chein od hayom, said the Trumas Hadeshen, even today. Anu machmirin b'kama milei begittin shelo nagu ben rabbeinu shayu lefaneinu. What's the rule? When do you apply the principle of shelo lahotzi laz and when not? So yered the dvarim halalu tzrichin limud rav. When do you say this? So he has two suggestions, two points. Number one, he says, maybe the chiluk is this an obvious chumra, or is this something that, you know, maybe it's, you need it. Maybe it's a suffix. If it's an obvious chumra, then it is not allowed, because it's motzi laz. You don't need it, so don't do it. If it's a chashash of a halacha, so then you're more worried about the laws of your gittin than the laws of the previous gittin. Vayner lechalrik, says the Trumas Hadeshen, to call hecha de milsa de pshita hu lahatir, where it's obvious that this is a chumra, uba echad lach, revelazo zihirus yisei rasa, ki agavna amrina lo tevid, dim kenat de mosi laws, you can't just pile on chumras. But if there's a real shash, you really think this might be the halacha, mutav yosir lasos kedas u kedora legamre. Better to follow what you think. V'nechush legitin shalafaneinu shalo yeben safek mishanechush lalas gitin arishonim. We also have to be worried about our gitin. So if we have a really question in halacha, we might not understand how the earlier generations didn't do it, but okay, you have to be worried about yourselves first. So therefore, that is the first chilek that he has. Is it an obvious chumra? Then you shouldn't do it. Is it really because there's a chashash that you're worried about? Then you can't do it. Then in the next paragraph, he has another suggestion where he says, well, will people realize that this is a din, that if you don't have the get's not going to be puzzle? Or they're going to think that if you don't have this, it's really going to be a psul earlier. Similar, but it's a little different formulation. So he says, Tahasam, Iasina la hachmir v'loma tzarech lamad al kolos va'os. In our Gemara, if you're machmir to say that the shliach has to stand there to write the entire get im kain, people are really going to think that that's what you need. Hagitam arishonim shelo amdu al kolos va'os, hayu psulam lagamrei, v'nishtana behen matbeach hachamim lagamrei. V'chein osiel shatnis gatz. Also the Mordechai. Im nachmir lezaynam, im kein sovrim, anu delo mikri osios below zion. That has to do with the form of ksav. Im kein kol gitam harishonim, shol zinu osam psulim legamrei. Ki lo yiksav klal. But other chumras, like we have a unique language in our get. Min yoma denan, harayat muteres. So afilu lefi, even if you're going to be machmir, nobody's going to think that that lashon is so needed. And you write a different lashon, it's okay. So therefore, that also would be an area that would be allowed. So that's the Trumas Hadeshin telling us rules and regulations, Sim and Reish, Lamed, Beis. So Rabami and Ravasi said, you don't need it because it's going to be Motzi Laz in the earlier generations. Rabba Babarchana, I see Gita, Palga, brought a get. Palga, Ichtav Kameh, Upalga, Lo Ichtav Kameh. So a part was written in front of him and part not. Asa Lakami, Jerubi, Elazar, Omer Le, Afila Lo Kasavo, Elashita, Achas Lishma, Shuvin Otzarech. Even if there's only one line that was written Lishma, you don't need anything more than that. One line is enough. What's one line? Look at the Tosfos. Tosfos says, bottom Tosfos, Pirish, Shalo Ra Elashita Rishona, to Mistama Simu Lishma. Even if you only wrote the first line, that's good enough. You see on the side it says, Ayin Rashi Lekaman Tezvavam and Aleph. The Rashash points that out. The Rashash says, if you look at the Rashi at the beginning of the next parak, it seems to be that Rashi's arguing on this Tosfos. Because Rashi says, what does Shita Achas mean? Shita Rishona Sheba Shem Ha'ish V'Ha'isha V'Hazman. Shita Achas means a crucial line. Doesn't mean the first line of the get. Tosfos sounds like, it's like you go by the beginning. It's like kala osel das rishona hu ose. That's what Tosfos sounds like he's saying. Mistama sima lishma. You're right. The first line it must be that you continue. Rashi there on Tesvavim and Aleph, the first Rashi on the Gemara says no. It's talking about the first significant line, the names of the people involved, the date. So the Rashash points out, seems to be a machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, how does one understand? But we have the idea of Tosfos here that you go after the beginning. You find that in many areas of halacha, you find it by tzitzis, you find it by get, you find it by ksiva stam. You also interestingly find it, if you look in the beginning of Tzidkas HaTzadik, if you look in Rabbi Tzadok, he talks about his first couple of pieces at the beginning of the Sefer. It's all about Kriya Shema. And he talks about Kriya Shema being something that, yes, per se, it is a mitzvah, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim twice a day, but really it's something that should go through the entire day. And we do it at the beginning, but really it's something that we say, Kol HaRishona Al Das Rishona Hu Oseh. Lefisha, he writes, this is an Oseh. Lefisha Kabbalas Ha'ol Dai B'Tchilas HaMaisa. V'Yacharkach Kedushas HaMaisa Mimushachas. Ukimo B'Lishma Gabeget. It says, just like when it comes to get, Kamosha Kasa, he quotes at Balatanya, Hachanami, Bayom, talking about Kriya Shema, Bayom Shehu Eis HaMaaseh, Hu Rak B'Tchilas HaMaaseh, Kedidai Yikra, you do it in the beginning. He's talking there, why is it that Kriya Shema Shel Yom has a Sov Zman Kriya Shema? Only after the third hour. Up to the third hour. Mashenkin, by light, it's Kriya Shema, Migra, there's Kalalaila, besides the Shalola Harchik HaSadam in Avera. So why do you have the whole night and only the beginning of the day? So he has one or two, shot them there. But one of them is that you go by the beginning. So by the day, you go by the beginning. But by the night time, you go by when you go to sleep. That could be all night. That could be all night when you go to sleep. Mashenkin, he says, Kalayon. This is Chiluk there. But either way, similar idea we've mentioned in the past from the Hakdama to the Egle Tau in the name of his father. But that's the Tzidkas HaTzadik in Os Hey. That it goes by the beginning. So that's what Tosfos says here. If the first line is written Lishma, that would be, enough. And Rashi later on in the next parak might be arguing on that. Good. Next Shita. Ravashi Amar. Afilu Kan Kulmisa. The Kan Megilta. Even if you only hear the kan of the quill or of the scroll, that's also good enough. What does that mean? Well, let's see. You hear something about the sofer, but you don't actually see everything. Let's do a little more, and then we'll come back to what that actually is. Tani kavasid Rav Ashi. First, let's bring a raya to that. Rav Ashi, this last line, that you hear something of the scroll and the scribe. Hamevi, get me midirasayam. Afilu hu bibayis v'sofer ba'aliyah, even if he is in the downstairs, and the sofer is in the upstairs. Hu ba'aliyah v'sofer bibayis. Or the opposite, he is in the upstairs, and the sofer is in the downstairs. Afilu nichnas v'yotze kol hayom kulo kasher. Even if he's going in and out all day, it's kasher. Who's going in and out? What's this referring to? So we assume it's referring to the shliach, or the aide. Hu babayis v'sofer ba'aliyah, haloka chazile. So first of all, in the first case of the b'raisa, what does that mean? If the sofer's upstairs and he's downstairs, he doesn't see anything. Is that going to be testify anything? Ah, must be Rav Ashi. Elolav kagon, it must be that he heard something. Like Rav Ashi says, afilu shtokon de shama. That's the gir, I didn't read it on the side. The other girsa on the top line of our Gemara is shama. Shama, kon kulmisa. Vekan megilta, even if he just hears it, that is good enough. Period. Let's just get up to the two dots and then we'll explain. Omar Mari Fila Nichnas Vyotse Kalayom Kulo Kusher. Even if he's going in and out all day, it's Kusher. Man, who is going in and out all day? Ilema Shliach. Is it the Shliach's going in and out all day? So then what's the Chiddush? Hashta Huba Bayis Vesofer Ba'aliyah. If the Shliach never sees the sofer, because the sofer is upstairs and he's downstairs. Delo chazile amart kasher. You said that if he never sees the sofer, it's kasher if the sofer is always upstairs. Nichas v'yosmi boy, if he goes in and out of where the sofer is, then you have to tell me, of course. If he doesn't see the sofer at all, it works. So surely if he sees him some of the time, so el sofer, it must not be referring to the shliach. It's talking about the sofer went in and out. And even so, we say it's kosher. Pshita, why would we think it's a problem? Mishum de nechaz v'yotze nifseline, because the sofer went in and out and took a break in the middle. We would think it's a problem? Says the Gemara, yes, we would think it's a problem. Lo tzricha de nafak l'shuka v'asa. He went out to the marketplace. He went to a public area. And therefore what? What's the chash? Ma'u detema inish achrina ashkechevi amarle. Maybe he found a husband who has the same name as a wife, and that husband and wife gave him a tzivui to write a get. So maybe it would be choshe. He said it's a different person now. Kamash blon, you don't have to think that. You don't have to think dafka that he met somebody else. He already was commanded by the first husband. We don't have to be choshesh for someone else with the same name. Period. So now let's get back. What is it that he hears the kan kulmasa kan megilta? Rashi has 2 days. First day of, in each one is chiddush in its own right. First day of Rashi says is all he hears is the tikun hakulmis. He's getting the quill sharpened properly. Va'klaf, shama kishetaknu lishma. He hears that they're getting the cloth, they're cutting the cloth, they're sanding the cloth, they're getting the cloth and the kulmus ready. It's unbelievable. That's all he has to hear. All he has to hear, he doesn't have to hear the writing. Doesn't have to hear anything. Just the preparing of the raw materials. That's amazing. The Rush says here, the Tosa Rush and the Rush say that it doesn't mean, right? Don't take Rashi literally that you need that lishma. It just means when they're getting it ready to use. That's what the Tosa Rush says here. Loshi heitzorach tikun akumis va'aklaf lishma el shama kishe tiknu akumis va'aklaf shamru kdei lifto boged lishma umistama kachasu. It says Tosa Rush. That's the first day of Rashi. Not that you need that, but that's the first shot. You heard the very early stages of preparation. V'li nera, and then Rashi himself says, I think it's not so early. Kan kolmisa kol kolmis. Kan is the sound of the writing. Kshu kosev. The kol ayiri and the sound of the cloth as it's moving. Shu nishma kimisha omer kan kan. When you're moving and you're writing, you hear like kan kan. It's like a little onomatopoeia. You hear the sound, and the sound is the kan kan. That's why he calls the kol the kan. So that's the second day of Rashi, and that's what the Rambam says also. That is the pshat. If you look in Tosfos, though, the top Tosfos says, Lo dummy lesuma de pasul lahaviget beperek sheni. The Gemara later on says that a blind person cannot be the shliach. So Tosfos is implicitly asking, but why not? We just said you don't have to see anything. You have to hear the kan of the kulmasa, the kan megilta. So Tosfos says, but it's no good that a blind can't bring it. Question is, why not? What, you need a ro'i? You need a ro'i liros? Tosfos doesn't explain why. So the Tosfos Rush says it would be nirek kesheker if a blind person would say befani nechtav and he didn't see. It's nirek sheker, says the Tosfos Rush. Right, that's what Tosfos must mean. That yes, you don't have to hear, but he's still in the takana. The rabbanan did not allow a suma to say it. Again, it might be based on a kol haroi, but it's a din de rabbanan. So lechora, it's not based on a formal din like the din of Rabbi Zeira. Okay, Viter. Itmar, says the Gemara, Bavel. So now, as we've had Rava, Rabba, now we're getting into Bavel. Bavel, Rava, Mark, Eretz Yisrael, Gittin. Rav says, Bavel is treated like Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. Meaning, if you bring a get from Bavel, you do not have to say, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. Shmuel, Amar, Chutz La'aretz. And Shmuel says, no. Shmuel says, it's considered Chutz La'aretz. So, Lema, Bahaka, Miflagi. So, what's that Machlokas about? So, maybe it's about our Machlokas, Amarim. Demar Sava Lafish Ain Biki and Lishma. what Rav holds that it's because of Baki and Lishma. And in Bavel, they are Baki and Lishma. And therefore you treat it like Eretz Yisrael. Vahani Gamiri. Umar Sabra Levi She'en Edem Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. And Shmuel holds like Rava that the reason is that they're not Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. Vahani Nami Lo Shrichi. And here, they're still not Shriach. You still have that problem, and therefore you would have to say it, and you treat it like Chutz La'aretz. So isn't that the Machlokes? So says the Gemara, as it's asked a number of times already, Vitisvara, can you really suggest that this is the Machlokes? Haraba Islay de Rava. But Rava holds like Rava. Remember, everybody holds the issue of Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. So if that's an issue, if they're not Shrichi, so then you would have to say it, even if they're Bekiyin. There must be a different shot of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So, Ela de Kuli Alma, Bein and Lekaimo. Really, you need Bein and Lekaimo. Everybody agrees to Rava, as we said, that you need the Edim to be Mekayim the Get to prevent Irur. So why does Rav say, Bavel does not need it? Rav Asavar, Kivan, Teika, Misifta, Mishka Shrichi. People are always traveling back. Bavel has the big yeshivas, right? Talmud Bavli. And therefore, people are always traveling back and forth, so there are Mitzuy Lekaimo. So therefore, there's not a problem. Rashi says, Misifta, Yeshivos Kavuos, Achas Besura V'Achas Benahardot, the Holchin Talmidim Mizulazu, Umishar Ayaros Lahan Lil Mo Torah. Everybody goes there to learn Torah. So that's why Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael, so because people are always going in and out. Ushmuel Savar, Shmuel says, yes, I agree with the yeshivas, but Misifta Begirsayu Taridi. If people are busy learning and focus on that, they're busy focus on the learning. And Rashi says, Ve'ein Makira Nachasimos. They're not experts in people's signatures, right? They're focused on learning. They don't realize, they don't spend time on what's going on around them. If you look in the Sharam Mitzvah of Halacha here, he quotes it here, as he does in other Mesechtas also, on this line of Begirsayu Taridi, he quotes many other Gemaras, where we see the great Amoraim lost themselves in their learning. There was nothing going on at the time. They were just totally lost in their learning. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, right after the Nasa Menishma Gemara, where the Gemara says that Rava was being Ma'ayim B'Shmaitza, Pa'ayim Ma'ayich Etzpos Yadav. He was sitting on his fingers, Achiyaz Ben Dan, until they started bleeding. And he didn't realize, and the Stuki says to him, or the non-believer said to him, what are you doing, Amma? You're the same Am that did Nasa Menishma. Right, he totally didn't realize. Right, in Erevin, the Gemara tells us in Afim Gimel that one of the Amoraim walked out of the Tchum Shabbos because he was busy learning, he was focused, that he was totally lost. The Gemara about Ben Azai couldn't learn Torah, Nafshi Chashka Batorah. There are many Gemaras that the Rabbanan lost themselves in learning. V'harei, the Shor HaMitzvah Balacha ends off. V'harei mikol zeh shaya tirdasam amitz batorah. Achelo hirgishu advar mashanogia la'atzman. They didn't focus. They didn't realize. They lost themselves. V'kol shkein she'en lan panay l'ros achasimo shalachirim. Right, and here these Gemaras, they totally lost themselves. Surely they couldn't focus on what other people's signatures look like. And he ends off with the four words, Ubizmanenu ein baze hasaga. And in our day, we can't fathom this. We can't fathom this, that to totally lose oneself. I just might add, there is a story that they tell about Rav Yashiv, some of the biographies they tell over, that when his kids, or his grandchildren, or his great-grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, they used to be making noise in the house, the children used to say that when Rav Yashiv was sleeping, they had to be very quiet, because he might wake up, you don't want to wake him up. But when he was learning, they can make all the noise in the world, because nothing's going to stop his concentration. They could be screaming and knocking, nothing's going to stop him. So maybe Bizmanenu, we have a little hasaga by a Rav Yashiv, but generally, Misifta Begirsayu Taridi, as it says here, and therefore, they weren't Bekin in the Chasima, says Shmuel. Continuing. Itmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rafuna, Asinu, Atzmenu, Babavel, Keret Yisrael, Legitin. Rafuna says, we here in Bavel, Rafuna is from Bavel, we in Bavel have made ourselves like Eretz Yisrael in Gittin, Michiyasa Rav LeBavel. Once Rav came, when Rav came to Bavel, so now there's Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, and therefore, we treat ourselves like Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, and all the other Rishonim here wonder about the historical reality of Rashi. Rashi says, Michiyasa Rav LeBavel, V'kava Yeshiva Besura, Udishmuel Havi Ben Aharda, right? When they all came, when he went to Sura and Shmuel Aharda, that's when this applied. Avo Meikara Lo, but not originally. The Yafal Gav says, Rashi, De Gemiri, even though we have a Misora, De Mishagala Yechanya LeBavel, V'cherish V'maskiri Mo LePaska Torah Mehem, even though it says in Malachim, right, when they sent the Cheresh and the Masker, and they sent out their early Golios, before the Churban, they brought Torah with them. Still, it wasn't Mitzuyin L'Kaimo until now. And Tosfos and all the Rishonim wonder about this Rashi, what's the difference? If they had Torah before and Torah afterwards, why is it only now that they treated themselves like B'nai Eretz Yisrael? That's a question dealt with by the Rishonim. Vaiter. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer. 1 second, but what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah already gave the borders. So Bavel, how could you say, has a different rule? May Rekim leMizrach, or Rekim kMizrach. May Ashkelon leDarom, may Ashkelon kDarom. Rekim is the eastern border, and the Ashkelon is the southern border. May Akko leTzafon, be Akko kTzafon, and Akko is the northern border. So Akko is the border. V'hal Bavel leTzafon at Eretz Yisrael Kaima, and Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael. Tichsev, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Yirmiyoh, Vayomer Hashem Elai mitzafon tipatach ha-ra'ah. From the north, the evil, referring to the Babylonians, they will come. So you see that Bavel is the north, but Akko is the border. Vitznan, Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko carries Yisrael Gittin. And the machlokes between Meir and the other Shita was only regarding Akko. Where do you put Akko? Within the border or outside the border? The Afilu Rabbi Meir lo ka'amar ela ba'akko. And the only Rabbi Meir was only moded by Akko to Mikrava, who was so close, Aval Bavel to Mircha Kalo. So what do you mean? The Mishnah leaves out Bavel. How can you say Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, it's an exception. You're right. Everything around Bavel, everything up to Bavel, Bavel was an exception to the rule. It was in the entire Medina Sayyam, everything around it did not have that din. Only Bavel had that din. Period. Ad hechani Bavel. And what are the borders of Bavel? The Gemara wonders. Amar Papa kemachlokes liyuchsin, kach machlokes legitin. If you look at the end of Maseches Kedushin, the Gemara discusses how Bavel had very unique yichus. They kept their yichus, and therefore, in terms of marriage, in terms of kohanim, there were different areas in Bavel that you could rely on. So those borders are exactly the same borders that would apply here. That's what Papa said. Exactly. The machlokes for yuchsin, kach machlokes legitin. So too, that machlokas would be applied as to which area is considered Bavel to be considered like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. For Rabbi Yosef Amar, no, machlokas liyuchsin. Yuchsin has that machlokas over there. Ava legittin divrei Yakol ad arva tinyana degishra. But everybody agrees by Gittin, the border is the swamp after the second bridge. Okay, a specific area that is mentioned there. Stop there for a minute. There's an unbelievable ha'ara that's made by the Achronim. The Birchas Avram has this, right? One of the Achronim on a number of Mesechtes, Rav Avram Erlinger. He has on Gittin, he has on Ksupas, he has on Sanhedrin and Beitza and others. So he says here, why is it that the Gemara says, what do you mean, Bavel? Bavel's in the north. And therefore, isn't that a problem? Why do we have to quote a Pasuk? Let's quote a Pasuk. Bavel's in the north. So what do you have to quote a Pasuk for? See, he says, maybe it's because really Bavel's northeast. So it's not exactly north, it's northeast, so you might have called it east and not north, and that's why you have to go to the Pasuk. But then he quotes, no, he says maybe it's different. And this, we've quoted this idea in the past, but there's two other Gemaras that relate to it in an amazing way. Lefize, says the Berachas Avram, the only true reality that you know is 100% true is Psukim, is the Torah. That's the only truth that is unchanging and that is eternal. He says, even if you see, it seems like a Metzius. Bavel is north. No, you got to look in the Pasuk. Got to look in the Pasuk. And he says, and he quotes first from the Brisker Rav. The Gemara says, in Timur Daf Tazayin. Remember the Gemara, Beshashiniftar Moshe Rabbeinu Lagan Eden. When Moshe was about to die, Amar Leli Yoshua. He says to Yoshua, Sha'al Mimeni Kol Sfeiko Sheyesh Lecha. Ask me any Sfeikas that you have. You have any questions? Amar Leli Yoshua says, no. Rebbe, did I ever not stay by your side? I never left you. Didn't you write about me in the Torah? Did he write that about me? So the Gemara continues and says Moshe died and then he had many sfeikas and the kasha is, what did Yoshua do wrong? But either way, we're going to focus first on this, though. Didn't you write about me? Why did Yoshua have to quote the Pasuk? Yeshua and Moshe both knew that reality, that Yeshua never left Moshe's side. So what do you have to quote from the Pasuk? Oh, didn't you write about me in the Torah? Said the Brisker Rav. The Amar Dekan Nomar Yesod. The Yediya Atzmis Eina Yediya Vados. The Adam Yacholitos B'chol Yediyosav. The Ein L'chol Yediya Brura El B'mashakasa B'Torah. We all can make mistakes. The Hainu Damrina Nacha. The Babel Esfonish El Eretz Yisrael M'bnei Shekach Kosov B'kra.
That's what the Berachas Avram quotes here from the Brisker Rav. But I saw quoted also that the Madregas HaAdam, the altar from Nevardik, says it, giving pshat in a Gemara later on, Ben Hashem, that we're going to have also here in Maseches Gittin. Famous Gemara, if you remember the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was carried out And he was brought in front of Vespasian. He faked being dead. Dafnun Vavim and Aleph. And he comes and calls him the king. And he says, what do you mean? You're Chayim Misa, I'm not the king. And he says, you are the king. Because the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, V'halavanon ba'adir yipol, and Adir is a melech, and Levanon is the base of Yerushalayim, and the base of Migdash. So if you're going to conquer, you must be. And then a minute later, it comes and they say that the king has died, and he's the new king. Why did Rabbi Yochanan Mizrachi quote the Pasuk? What do you mean? I know that you're going to be, what did he just say? Because I have a Ruach HaKodesh. And I see the future that this is what's going to be. So he says, no, he quoted the Pasuk, because that's the ultimate reality. I saw it in the Pasuk. If it says it in the Pasuk, and this is an alluded to in the Pasuk, that you're going to be the king, that's it. That's the ultimate reality. So that's why Yeshua ben Nun quoted the Pasuk in Tmura Tezayin, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai quoted the Pasuk in here in Gittin Nun Vav, and that's why here the Gemara quotes the Pasuk to tell us that Bavel is Safon of Eretz Yisrael. Amazing. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda matzrich me aktisfon lebe'ar deshir. Rav Chisda required b'fani nachla b'fani nachta from aktisfon to be'ar deshir. Only in that direction. Me'be'ar deshir l'aktisfon lo matzrich. But the other way, he did not require it. Question, why? Is it because his issue is Lashma, and therefore only in one place, in Aktisphon, they were not Bekian, and that's why he required it. And in Adashir they were, so he didn't require it. The Gemara says, but Vatiz Rava Rava Isle the Rava. But what do you mean? Mutsuyan Lakaimo is the Iker that everybody holds of. So Ella de Koliyama bin Lakaimo must be, Rav Chisda holds of the issue of Mutsuyan Lakaimo. Meaning, they're going to need people to testify about their signatures. Vahani, kivan da azli l'shuka lahasam hanach. The problem is that here, one of these groups of people always went to visit and be in the marketplace of the other one. But it was only one directional. So the hosts knew the signatures of the guests that came to their market, because they kept their documents and they knew their signatures. But the guests that came, the ones that didn't live there, they weren't Pekian in the host signatures. So Hanach de Yadi b'chasimas yada dahani. These knew Vahani, but the Hanach lo Yadi, but the other direction they didn't know. My time of Bishukaya Tridi. The people that were visiting were not Bekian in the signatures, and therefore, the Aktisphon people, he required them to say it. If you go from Aktisphon to Be'ar Deshir, because the Be'ar Deshir people wouldn't recognize their signatures, so the people from Aktisphon are gonna leave. The Be'ar Deshir were gonna need the Edim to testify there, and they're not gonna know. So that's why, it was a certain reality that just, Betsuyan Lekaimo was a chshash only in one direction and not in the other. Rabba Baravua Matsurich Me Arsa La Arsa. Rabba Baravua required it even from Arsa to Arsa, which is from one side of the street to the other side of the street. Rabba Masheshes Matsurich Mishchuna Lishchuna. He required it from this group of houses to that group of houses. Rabba Matsurich Baosa Shchuna. What's going on here? Va Rabba Udama Lafish Ene Demetsuyan Lekaimo. They're right next to each other. What would he be worried about? Shiny b'nei Mechuza denaydi. The people from Mechuza were always traveling. Always traveling, they always were back and forth, and therefore nobody knew anybody's signatures, even though they live right next to each other, and therefore they are required to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Tosva says, all the way on the bottom, mikan posik rabbeinu tam, dahashta bizman hazeh, tsarech lomar b'chomakom, b'fani nechta. Rabbeinu Tam says, Bizman Hazeh, we're like Mechuza. We're like Mechuza, where everybody's moving and running, nobody can focus on each other's signatures. Even though Rava, we all like Rava, that says, Ein Eidem Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, V'lo Mishum L'Shma, Mikol Makom, Tzarech Tahashta, B'chol Makom, Was Naidi Kibnei Mechuza. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Most of the time, we don't have a shliach bringing a get and delivering it to a woman. Usually, it's all done in Beis Din at the same time. But if it would be done like it was done in those days, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and Eben Ezer, and Kukman Beis, that one would have to say b'fane nechtav u'b'fane nechtam. The Ramah says it there. U'bizman hazeh maybe get afilu mibayis labayis be'ir achas tzarech lomer b'fanechma nechtam Tosfos reish gittin. Right, that is Tosfos quoted in the Ramah in Eben Ezer Kuf Mem Beis. Period. Rav Chanin Mishtoi. Rav Chanin told the following story. Rav Chanin Aisi Gita v'lo yadana. Rav Chanin brought a get and didn't know imisur l'nahrda imenahrda l'sura. It was a get there, and he didn't know which direction it went in. Also, the kami to Rav, Amar Lei, Tzarich Nalameim, Rav Hanenechta, Vanenechtam, or Lo Tzarich Na. He doesn't know, and he asked, do you have to have Vanenechta, or Vanenechtam in this, regarding these two great Babylonian cities? So, Amar Lei, Lo Tzarichis, you don't need it. Why? The Avdis Ahanis. You don't need it. Why? Because as we said before, Babel is like Eretz Yisrael. But if you do it, you do it. Turning over, says the Gemara, the Avdis Ahanis. If you did it, it would work. What does that mean? My Yavdis Ahanis. That means in a case where you don't require Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechtam, if you do it, it could still prevent the Baal. The Asi Baal Ma'ara Lo Mashkechinan Bay. Even if you don't need it. Tosfos notes this. Tosfos on top. Mashba. What happens within Eretz Yisrael? If you say it. What's Tosfos trying to preclude? You might have said that there's a special takanat rabbanon that a shliach could come and say it, and we're makel there, as we said earlier, mishimiguna kilabir rabbanon, but maybe only where the chazal instituted it, they instituted it. And where it's not instituted, so then it's not going to work, and it's not going to prevent the baal. You would need two eidim, ein darish shabai erapachas mishnayim. Tosfos says you don't say that. Mashma devanechta moal be'eretz Yisrael helps across the board. Right, that is what Tosfos says, and Tosfos doesn't explain why, but the Rashba explains. The kivan she'aminu chachamim eid echad ba'omer b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam b'chol makom he'aminu. We say that the rabbanan believed him everywhere. Ela dekal hu shehikilu b'mevi b'eretz Yisrael she'ena tzarach lomar ulechadchila tinasei din lemezuy of lochay shinan. But ukeshakadam zeva amr b'fanel b'fani nechtam b'shas nesinaso ho il levatil il uro shalbal. Says the Rashbaz, that's what you get out of this Gemara, even if we don't require to say it, but where you do say it, it would prevent the Baal's later error. Gittanya, and where else do you see this from the following Brisa? Maisa ba'adim, the Tosefta tells us, the beginning of Gittin. Maisa ba'adim echa shevi get lefnei Rabbi Yishmael. Somebody brought a get to Rabbi Yishmael. Omer lo, tzarech ani lo, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, mo eino tzarech. Do I have to say it or not? Omer lo, b'ni, meheichan ata. He asks, Rabbi Yishmael asks, where are you coming from? Omer lo, Rabbi, mi kfar sisoi ani. I'm coming from kfar sisoi. Stop time, parenthetical statement in the story. The Maharam Shif here says, it sounds like from this Gemara, that you don't have to write where the get was written. It sounds like, right, because he doesn't know. He says, where are you coming from? Right, doesn't it have to be written there? Says the Maharam Shif. Nira lo chiech mizeh, shein tzorech lichtov aget, malka maksiva, sho'omit shama sofer, b'shas aksiva. It must be the sofer doesn't have to write where he's writing it. It has to be written, what has to be written in there? Where the Baal is going to give it to his wife. If the wife is not there, then maybe that even that doesn't have to be. But it sounds like, because he's asking, where are you from? Unless you says the Maharam Shif, that Rabbi Shmuel didn't look at the get. He had the get in his hand, the person, and Rabbi Shmuel says, no, where are you coming from? Without looking. So it's not a Raya Brura. He's noted to say, Nira lo l'chiach, but then he says, maybe he just didn't look at the get. But it's an important ta'ara. Sounds like you don't have to write the place. So either way, back to the story. So Rabbi Shmuel asks him, where are you from? He says, I'm from Kfar Sisoi. Omer lo, so he says to him, oh, if that's the case, tzarech ata lomer b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. You have to say it. Shelo tizakek le'edim. So that you don't have to have edim in the future if the husband ever comes and is ma'arer. That's the story. La'achar sheyatza, after this shliach went out, nichnas l'fan of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi asked Rabbi Shmuel, omer lo, Rabbi, v'halo kfar sisoi muv la'as b'tchum Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, Kfar Sisoi? That's an Eretz Yisrael. V'krova l'tzipori yoser me'ako. It's even closer to Tzipori, right? One of the places the Sanhedrin was, up by Tveria. Even more than Akko. V'tznan Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko k'Eretz Yisrael l'kitten. Rabbi Meir says Akko is the border. V'yafilu rabbanam l'pligele d'Rabbi Meir ela ba'Akko. And the only machlokes is about Akko, d'mirchaka, avol Kfar Sisoi d'mekar v'lo. Asks Rabbi Loi to Rabbi Yishmael, I don't understand. How could you say that? He has to say it. Right, this Kfar Sisoi is within Eretz Yisrael. Amar lo, Rabbi Yishmael answers him, Shtok b'ni shtok, quiet. Hova yatsa davar beheter yatsa. Once the Rabbanan paskin, that b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam works to prevent later error, so I said it, and the heter works. So you see, that's the raya already, that you see that even where it wasn't needed to be said, he did it to prevent any future problems. Says the Gemara, but ha'ihunami shalot hizakik le'edim kamarlei. But why didn't Rabbi Loi know that? He himself, Rabbi Shmuel himself, said in the Psak that you should say it, so lo tizakik le'edim. So it was obviously not because it was needed, but just to prevent future problems. So the Gemara says, lo simu kameh. Rabbi Loi, when he heard the report of what Rabbi Shmuel paskind, they didn't report to him the last three words. They only reported to him that he required from Kfar Sisoy. And that's when he got so upset. So he's like, oh, what's going on here? So they didn't finish, which happens a lot sometimes. You have to be very careful when you hear someone who gives a psak, that you hear the whole psak, the context of the psak, the reasons for the psak, and everything that's involved. That's what happens here. There was a mistake that was made. Good. Shalach le Rabbi Avyatar le Rav Chizda, gittin haba'in misham lekan, gittin that come from there, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, ein sarach lamer vanech vanenechtam. You don't have to say it, because it's coming from Eretz Yisrael. Lema ksavar lefi she'ein bekiyam lishma, vahani gemiri, is the reason because of lishma? And therefore they're learned, but v'tiz Rava Rava isle de Rava. But Rava holds of Rava, everybody holds of Mesuyin lekaimo. So why wouldn't you have to say it? Ela de kol yam abidin lekaimo. That's the issue. The kivan to ika rabim to salki venachti mishka shrichi. But there are a lot of people that go back and forth, as we said earlier, and therefore it's not a problem. That's what Rav Evyatar reported. Amar Rav Yosef man lema londer Rav Evyatar bar samcha hu. Rav Yosef asks, who says that Rav Evyatar is a bar samcha, somebody that we can rely on in this report? Who says that he's a bar samcha? Rashi, Ra'ui l'smoch alav. Va'od, and number two, I'll give you a reason why I'm not so sure about his credentials. Ha'iyu d'shalach le'le Rav Yehuda, he sent to Rav Yehuda, the Amora, b'nei Adam olin misham lakan. Those people who go from there to here, meaning they leave their families in Eretz Yisrael and they come here to Bavel, heim kimu ba'atzman, they're fulfilling the pasuk in Yoel, vayitznu hayeled bazona, v'hayalda machru ba'yayin v'yishtu. What does it mean? They're leaving their children and their wives? What does that mean? What is he trying to express? They're leaving their wives all alone for so long. They're going to learn Torah, but it's a problem, says Rashi. Shahayim shtahin be'eretz Yisrael, u'menichin nishoseyen agunos, u'betelim iper yivarivya, shenakel be'ineyam yiladim yilados. Right, they're leaving their wives, and they're being away from them. That's a problem. Can't leave your wife, stop, for so long. So that's what the Rav Yehuda expressed. Why are we bringing this up here? Because of labelo sirtut. That's Rav Yosef's problem. He didn't write it with sirtut. Sirtut is marking. It's one of the lametes malachas. When we score, we mark the line before we write a pasuk. We mark it not like we have paper today where the line is underneath the writing. It's above. Like in the Sefer Torah, the mark in the Sefer Torah is above the writing to keep things straight. You can write two without sirtut, but not three. You can write three lines without, but four you can't. But you see that Rav Avyatar sent this whole thing, and he didn't do it with sirtut. And therefore Rav Yosef was not sure about, or I'm sorry, I said lines, it's words, right? Rashi says, she'tevos kosev nikra below sirtut. It's words. So that's why Rav Yosef is complaining about Rav Avyatar. Says the Gemara, Omar le Abaya. Abaya answers back, 1 minute. What if you don't know this din of Rabbi Yitzchak about requirement for sirtut? It doesn't that you're not a great person. All of a sudden, you're not a bar samcha. Bishlama milsa detalya bisvara. If there's something that's logical, that's illogical in his psakim lachaye, so that's a problem. You could talk about it. He's giving a totally illogical idea. But hagamari, but Rabbi Yitzchak is misora. The gemara lo shamile. So maybe he didn't have this misora. Maybe his rabbi didn't teach it to us. Just because you don't remember, you weren't taught a certain misora, a certain teaching, doesn't mean that you're not a bar samcha. Number one. The ode, ha Rav Avyatar, ha da'askim mari al yadeh. And number two, Rav Avyatar has the backing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll get to that story in a second, but 2 points first. Number one, if you look in the Mefarshim I saw in the Biurei Adav, he quotes, what were the 2 points of Rav Yosef and the 2 points back from Abaya? So Rav Yosef was bothered on the fact that Rav Yosef was bothered by the fact that number one, who says he's a bar samcha, and number two, he didn't do sirtut. This is what the Ksav Sofer says. Shalahoros, to paskin, you need two things. Number one, you have to have a humongous area of knowledge. Sinai va'oker harim, and number two, you have to have Yirat Shamayim, which then would give you the Siyata Deshmaya to Paskin. And those are the things that he asks. Number one, Minayin Shereb Yaviyat Bar Samchu, Klomer Mish Sheish Lo Siyata Deshmaya Dechachmaso Kodemus Liyiraso. Who says that? Va'otan, and even if you want to say that he has Siyata Deshmaya, but it doesn't seem that he has such great knowledge base. And that's what Abaya answers. Number one, to answer the second question first, and that is, he doesn't have the knowledge base, but you don't have to know every single thing. It's not based on logic. It's based on a Mesorah, and he could be lacking in one thing. It's okay. But number two, Siyata Deshmaya, he doesn't have it. Look at this story, says Abaya. He does have Siyata Deshmaya. Right? So that is that. Also, this is a huge topic of Sirtut, which we're not going to go into right now. Tosfos here discusses it, the Rashba. Interestingly, the Rishonim say, number one, the beginning of that Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, when you're just writing letters of psukim in a letter, Igeres Shlomim, then you might not need Sirtut, says Tosfos at the beginning. You're just writing a letter to your friend, right? You don't have to have Sirtut on every letter, only if you're writing it as a klaf. And number two, the Rishonim all try to figure out how to put a number of sources together. This Gemara, the Gemara Menachos, and elsewhere, the Gemara says elsewhere that Tefillin does not require Sirtut, and Mezuzah requires Sirtut. So, what does that mean? So, the Rabbeinu Tam here ends up saying that Tefillin does not require Sirtut on every row. You need it on the top, and then that's good enough, that'll basically keep you straight for the rest of the time, save for Torah as well, but Mezuzah needs it on every line. Special Din Halacha Moshe Misinai. The other Rishonim, the Rashba, the other Chachmei Sfarad say no, even Sefer Torah requires it in every line. That's generally what we have. We have the Sirtut on all the lines. But Tefillin definitely requires something less than both the other ones. We're not going to go into now why that is, but that's what this Tosfos discusses. But let's continue now with the story. So what's the story that Hashem agreed with Rav Aviatar, and he patted him on his back? Dichsev, the pasuk says, Vatizna la Pilakshu, at the end of Sefer Shoftim, where we have the tragic story of Pilegesh Begiva. It starts off with a Pilegesh doing something wrong. She goes back to her father's house, and then her husband comes back and tries to get her back, and then they leave that house, and the story happens. But what happened originally? She was Mizane, Vatizne Olav Pilagsho. So though it sounds like Znus, and though the Rashi and the Radak in Shoftim seem to take that literally, Chazal here say it must not be literal. Tosfos says it must not be literal, because you see the husband was trying to get her back. The husband's trying to get her back, so if there was an Isser, Labaila, then it must not be real Znus. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Zvuv quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, so it must be that it wasn't actual Znus. So what happened here? So Rabbi Aviatar Amar Zvuv Matzala. It must be that he found a bug on her. We'll have to see what that is. The Gemara will explain it. Rabbi Yonasan Amar Nima Matzala. It's a bug problem or a hair problem. Either way, we'll explain it soon. Va'ashche Rabbi Yatar Leliyahu. Rabbi Yatar then found Eliyahu Anavi. We ask him, what's Hashem doing now? Amazing coincidence. He's involved in the same sugya that you're arguing about. And what is he saying? He's saying, he's saying the machlokas. Says Evyater, chas v'shalom. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really have a doubt? How is he quoting both opinions? Eliyahu answers, and this line only appears in two places in Shas, from a Baskol in Eir Vineyard Gimel, and from Eliyahu Hanavi right here. Elu ve'elu devri lukim chayim. You're both right. The hair and the bug. What was it? Chayim hain. Zvuv matzah v'lo hikbid. He found a bug, and he was not makbid about it. Benima matzah v'hikbid. But then he found the hair, and he was makbid about it. In what way? Amar of Yehuda, zvuv b'ka'ara v'nima b'osu makam. He found a bug in his soup. That made him somewhat upset, but then he found a hair, again, in the days of the Talmud, the Gemara talks about various times that women used to shave ba'oso makom. It was dangerous, so there was a hair there, and that's what he got very upset about. Zuv miasusa, zvuv, a bug is just disgusting in the soup. Venima sakanta, that's more serious. Ikadamri or others say, idvi idi bika'ara, they were both in the soup, but zvuv onsa, a bug flying in, is kind of out of control. Venima pshiasusa, a hair is not. There's hair, whenever we see a hair in the food, we start screaming at, oh, who put their hair? Who didn't put up their hair? Right, it's more pshia. So those are the two deos, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. This is one of the most mysterious gemaras in all of Shas. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was learning, and he quoted these shitas. So just to quote one makar, and then we'll have to continue with this at another time. Again, elu ve'elu is a huge topic we've touched on in the past. What does it mean? Maybe we'll quote one thought about elu ve'elu too. But first, the nefesh ha'chayim. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin writes, writes in Shar Dalet Perek Vav, he says, whenever we learn Torah, on a Kabbalistic level, Hashem's also learning Torah. And the words are coming out of his mouth as it comes out of our mouth. Whatever that means. Hu yisparach shmo v'dibro chad. And that's what it means. What is Hashem involved in? He's involved in what we're involved in. Gam ba'oso ha'esh, sheha'adam osik batara lamata, kol teva shemotzi mipiv, hein hein advarm sheyotzim kavayachol gam mipiv yisparach ba'oso ha'esh mamish. K'da'ashchan perakam at the Gittin. Like it says there, it says in Maseches Gittin. And that's what David HaMelech says. Tov li taras picha. Great is the Torah of your mouth. What do you mean your mouth? Your mouth, because when we say it, it's Hashem's mouth. Shekol teva mamash. Mea Torah shani osik ba ka'es. Hakol yatsa v'gamata hi yotzeis. Mi picha yisbarach. An unbelievable idea. Hashem is always with us. Hashem is with even one person learning Torah. And again, elu ve'elu. Their both opinions could come out. Like the Maharal gives the beautiful mashal. How could they both be right? Elu ve'elu. The Ritva says in Erevin that Hashem gave all elements to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, it's up to you to choose. And the Chachamim show Boso Adar to choose. What does that mean? The Maharal gives the mashal of the tree. That if you have a tree, and you ask five different people, what makes the tree grow? One says water. One says soil. One says the air. One says this, one says that. Everybody's right. It just depends on your perspective. It depends on, you know, your background and how you look at it and what you think is Iker, what you think is Tafel. That's Torah too. This is mostly Tameh, mostly Tahar, all the different elements, everything in Halacha is not simple. It's a complex, meaning the opposite of simple, complex entities and institutions. And the poskim look at it in various ways. And that's Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Again, part of a huge topic, but we'll have to stop there. But Hashem will continue next time with the Ema Yesera and some other major agadic and halachic works that come up on tomorrow's daf. So we will stop here.